With Montana News, I'm Madeline Broom. Montana Governor Greg Gianforte announced Wednesday that he will lift the statewide mask mandate on Friday. The timing comes as Gianforte signs a bill into law to protect businesses from COVID-19 litigation. MTPR's Shaylee Rager reports.
Gianforte said when he was first inaugurated in January that he would repeal the mask mandate when two thresholds were met: the vaccine being available to vulnerable populations and the passage of Senate Bill 65 into law.
I want to thank every legislator, Republican and Democrat, who recognized the importance of protecting businesses, nonprofits, and others that protect their workers, their customers, and their clients.
The bill increases the burden of proof for complainants who wish to sue a business, nonprofit, or long-term care facility for negligence in preventing the spread of COVID-19. Gianforte noted that counties who've chosen to enact their own mask mandate will still have local rules in place even after the statewide mandate is repealed. Gianforte said with the completion of the first round of clinics to vaccinate people in long-term care facilities and the number of new COVID-19 cases trending downward, it's time to lift the mask mandate.
When it comes down to it, I trust Montanans, and together we can combat this public health and economic pandemic with personal responsibility and by looking out for one another.
About 4% of Montanans have been fully vaccinated. According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, around 3,700 people living and working in long-term care facilities in Montana have been fully vaccinated as of Wednesday. Democratic leaders released a statement condemning the decision, saying not all of Montana's vulnerable people have been vaccinated, and that Gianforte is, quote, endangering the health and safety of those he has a duty to protect, unquote. The CDC published research Wednesday showing that wearing two masks at a time reduces exposure to potentially infectious aerosols by about 95%. The federal agency urges people to wear masks to limit the spread of COVID-19. Gianforte has said he will encourage people to wear a mask. I'm Shaylee Rager, Montana Public Radio News.
A fourth Montana lawmaker has tested positive for COVID-19 during this year's session. The House Republicans announced that GOP Representative Becky Beard of Elliston received positive results Wednesday morning and gave permission for her name to be released. COVID-19 panel chair Senator Jason Ellsworth says Beard was not a direct contact to fellow Republican Representative Brian Putnam of Kalispell, who received a positive test result on Sunday. Ellsworth says Beard is asymptomatic and has been participating in the legislature remotely this week. Contact tracing is ongoing. Montana lawmakers are considering bills to offer residents lower-cost ways to meet their health care needs, some outside traditional regulated insurance plans. One would allow patients to directly contract with their primary care physician for basic health care such as office visits, annual physicals, vaccines, and blood work. Another would put into law a memo by the former insurance commissioner that allowed health care sharing ministries to operate in Montana. Under such programs, people make a monthly payment to have major healthcare bills paid after a deductible is met. This is MTPR.